case must be Safekish, Safek Isha. We have a Safek whether this person is a man or an Isha. That's an Andrugnis or a Tumtim. That's a Safek whether he's a man or an Isha. Such a person has a right to blow the shofar on Yom Tif. So you see, a Safek could be Dochi Yom Tif, even though Vadet Kiyah Shofar is not Dochi Shabbos. So now it's a Pircha on the Kavu Choyim of Rav Yossi. So where it is back though, but Rav Yossi, he does not hold this for Pircha, because for Rav Yossi, Rav Yossi goes according to his own Shita. The Yom that he holds, Isha Vadoi is Nami Toki. He holds no, even an Isha, a Vada Isha, also has the right to blow the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, on a Vada Yom Tif. Even though she's not Mitzvah, because as the Mitzvah say, she has Mandroma, the Surah of Yossi Shita is, if they want to, they could do it. Ketani, we learn like this. The Pasuk says, B'nei Yisrael Samchin. And we dash in from Loi B'nei Yisrael Samchis. If an Isha brings a korbin, she's not allowed to make a smicha. She can't like put a hand on top of the animal with all the kaychai. However, Reb Yossi, Reb Shimon, they both say no. Noshim Samchis Vishus. That even though they're poto, but if they want to, they're allowed to do it. So that's the klal. Anytime Noshim is poto, if they want to do the mitzvah, they're allowed to do the mitzvah. So now that's why, but Kiyah Shofar also, even though they're potter, but if they want to, they could be mekayim the mitzvah, and therefore that's Rabbi Yisrael. Therefore, it's no pircha in me like the Safek Ish, Safek Ish, she could blow the shofar. Of course, they could blow the shofar, because even if it's a vada isha, she's also allowed to blow the shofar because she's been mekayim her mitzvah, and she's mekayim the a mitzvah. Now the Gemara says, Amar Ravina, Ravina says, Olamai de kamri rabbonim, nami yisle pircha. Even according to what Rabbonim wanted to say, that they wanted to say that have a pircha on you, Rabbi Yosef Kalva Chaim, that Kiyah Shofar, no, that's a pircha. Why? Malat Kiyah Shofar, Shekain Vadai Doicha Shabbos Vemikdash. That Kiyah Shofar still is more chomer, is more stricter than Kisadam. Because Kiyah Shofar in the base of Mikdash, at least, you're allowed to blow it even on Shabbos. So maybe that's why a Sofet Kiyah Shofar is Doicha Yom Tif. But Yomer b'kisoy, Mashenka the mitzvahs kisi adam, the let's say klal, there's no mitzvah at all on Shabbos. Like we had before, even though you're allowed to make a shchita for a chol sheish by sakana, but still there's no heter to do the mitzvahs kisoy. So therefore there's no, Rabbi Yosef's kavachayim was a good kavachayim. But now, heishiv Reb Lezer Kapev Rivi, Reb Lezer Kapev, the Godol, he said like this, no, have a pircha on your kavachayim, Rabbi Yosef. Ma lemilo shekin ein on the heges b'leil yom tovim, that milo you don't have at night time, so that's why a suffolk milo is not doicha yom tif. So more is the question b'leil yom tovim hudlo in hog, is it only true it's not noig on night of yom tif, but b'shal leil in hog on other nights it is noig, we know that milo is possible at night, you don't do a milo b'yayim. So more is the true what he meant to say was ela ma lemilo. She can end on the heges belelis kib yomim. The mitzvah milah does not apply at night time, only to daytime. That's his pircha on your kavuchim, Rav Yosi. You brought a kavuchim that have a vad by milah doicha Shabbos, and a suffik milah is not doicha yom tif. So for sure kisui. So he answers back, no. Milah is different because milah is not noy belayla. Maybe that's why a suffik is not doicha yom tif. But yomav a kisui, but the mitzvah kisui adam usually she noy belelis kib yomim. Whenever you shech the chai or the yoif, whether it's by day or by night, there's a mitzvah kisui adam. So maybe if so, this mitzvah kisui would be doicha a suffik yom tif. So therefore, he shlags up Rabbi Yosef's kavachayim. And this the Gemara says, like Rabbi former Rababo, that ze'echad min advorim shom Rabbi Chia, ein li aleim tshuva. These are one of the things that Rabbi Chia himself says he has no tshuva. And as he was mekabri Rabbi Yosef's kavachayim. But the heishiv Reb Lezer Kapev Rabbi tshuva. But Reb Lezer Kapev, he said, yeah, I have a tshuva on this. I have a pircha. Again, now to Milo, Milo has a little callous, the fact that Milo is not noig b'layla. My Sheikh and Kis Adam is noig b'layla. Yeah, now the Mishnah says, Yehashoychet v'nimtzus treifa. Let's say a shech the chayi or a knife, and it comes out the chayi was a treifa. Or else, v'yashoych l'avoyz kechogim. Somebody shechs also a chayi or a bird, l'shem avoyz zara. So the kids in these cases, that consider the shechit l'shem aruya. You can't eat from the shechita, it's also by no avodah zara, or else via shechet chunim befnim, you take a regular animal and shecht inside the Beis Hamikdash, also it's also to eat from it, or else for kochim achuch, you take a oif, which is a oilas, a chates oif, and you make the mishchita outside the chutz, So it's also shchita shein ruya, or else chayiv yefan iskolim. You have a chayiv and oidif that killed somebody, that the loch reversed the pasim, that they're supposed to be beskila. So therefore, they're also bano. So kitzur, what happens? We make a shchita where the shchita does not make you give your head the teeth from the animal. Eat the chayiv, eat the yoif. So in may yom a chayiv, in may holds yet, you still chayiv in kis yadam. Even though it's a shchita shein ruya sawat, lemaisi you made a kosher a shchita, and you have to be bechasid dam. However, the chom is saying no poitra, the chom is saying no yipota. Since it's a shchita shein ruya, you'll see in the Gemara why yipota from the mitzvahs kis yadam. But what's going to be hashoichev nisnabla biyadoi? Let's say you make a shchita, and the shchita doesn't go well, it becomes nevela, means you didn't do hilcha shchita, or else hanoicha stani strangle it. Or else for a makir, you uproot, you pull out the simonim, so the kid said you didn't do a shchit at all. Nechlami, then lochris potem lachasis. Then you potem for mitzvahs kisadam. That for sure is not called a shchita. It's only maplekis where you made a kosher a shchita. It's only that it's not muta bachila, so that's the maplekis. Remei and chomim. Another Gemara says, Om Rabbi Chiyah Barab, Om Rabbi Yechanan, that Ror Rebbe Devorosh Rabbi Meir, B'yosef Yez Benoi, like in the parak before, a Yosef Yez Benoi Rebbe was the one who was tired of the Mishnais. He holds there like Rav Meir that a shchita shein ruya was shema shchita. V'shon ablosh chachamim. Therefore, before in the Mishnah, it was a chum that said a shchita shein ruya is shema shchita. That Yosef Yez Benoi applies even to a shchita shein ruya. Or the Rabbi Shimon b'kis yadam. But here in our parak here, Rebbe liked better Rabbi Shimon shchita. To say that a shchita shein ruya is potter from kis yadam, and that for here in our Mishnah, for shana blushon chomim, here our Mishnah says the chachomim are poitrim, the chomim say yipotter. So if you see Rebbe like Reb Shimon's drasha by kisu to say yipotter from kis yadam, but by Yosef Rebbe has been there, he held more than the chomim to say yichayiv even a shchita shein ruya. Now the more explains my time to Rebbe Meir. What's the reason of Rebbe Meir before in the parak before the Yosef Yez Benoi, even though it's a shchita shein ruya, is still yichayiv? Only Rishur ben Levi, goma shchita shchita meshchut echutz. I learned it out from shchut echutz. If you take a korban and shecht it outside yichayiv, even though it's ain ruya, you can't eat from it. Mahosam shchita shein ruya, shemo shchita still yichayiv chorus for it. Is afachinami for Yosef Yez Benoi also shchita shein ruya shemo shchita. Even though you shecht an animal, l'shem, you shecht the mud, l'shem avoid the zara, it's not the teeth, but still it's called a shchita. And now let us shecht the kid the same day. For Rabbi Shimon, what's his reason to say, no, it's not called a shchita? My time on Romani, Bapatish, Grom, he learns out from the positive numeration that says, mitfoyach tavuach vachin. I mean to say, like by Yosef there, they shechted the animal to make it edible. So you see, mal hal and shchita ruya, was a shchita that was fit to eat, is avkan shchita ruya. In the pasha of Yosef, yes, benoi, it's only us if you make a shchita ruya. That's Reb Shimon's fault. But the more right of Reb Meir, Nami Ligma Metfuach, wasn't Reb Meir also now from this pasuk in Bereishis that said that a shchita has to be fit to eat? So where says Poshid? He holds don and shchita meshchita. I read not the word shchita that says here by Yosef Yez Benoi from the word shchita that says by shchut echutz. And v'yein don and shchita metficha. I don't learn out from the word tficha. It's a different word. Even though it means shchita, but it's not the same word as shchita. The verse says, no, my nafkumina, what's the difference? Ayatonat Rabbi Shmuel, the Rabbi Shmuel learned, you could make a gzera shovel like this. And we make it, the pasuk says, one person says, v'shev ha'koin, and one person says, v'vo ha'koin. That's by lochas of nigrei habatin, the nigrei you find in the house. So we dashin over there, zuhi shiva, zuhi bia. So we dashin, we learn a hekesh one from the other. Even though the words are a little bit different, but since they mean the same thing. So verse says, simple. When do we make such a type of a hekish? Where there's nothing better to make it from. There's no words more similar, so you could make as long as it means the same thing. Aval over here, here you could learn out from shchut echut. It says the word shchita there. Avadar svar is midadomilei afinan. That's where Meir svar. Avadar makes more sense to learn out shchita from shchut echut and not from tvuach. For the Moritakash also, it's so strong. Rabbi Shimon Ami. Ligma meshchut echutz. What if he held from this svara? A lot of more mistabes learn the word out shchita shchita from shchut echutz. That even though it's not fit teeth from the shchita, still it's considered a shchita. Smara says no. Reb Shimon holds don in chulin mechulin. Here we're talking about a shchita. Yosef is benoy v'chulin the animal. So learn it out from the parsha of Yosef there, which is a behemoth chulin, and v'yain don in chulin mikachim. but do not learn out a regular ois of yes benoi from the case of shchut echus that's by korban. Don't learn out chumah from kodshim. That's Rav Shimon Svara. But Rav Meir Meir says back, no. Otu ois of yes benoi the kodshim ilo nohig. Isn't the mitzvah ois of yes benoi applied to kodshim also? As it applies to behemoth kodshim also. If you shech the mother, you can't shech the kid the same day. So kids, it applies to learn out better the Lord shchita shchita from shchut echus. And according to that makes more sense. That's what the Gemara said, Hainu the Gomer Rebbe Chia. That's what the Rebbe Chia just said, that Ror Rebbe, when he was Masada the Mishnayasin, he saw fit to Paskin, the Dvorosh Rebbe Meir, B'yosef Yisbenai, B'shan of Lashon Chachomim. That's why in the parak before, Rebbe put down the Mishnayasin and said, Lashon De'astam, the Chom was the one that said, Yisbenai applies, even to a Shchit Deshen Ruya. Because there's more Masada Rebbe Meir Svara, to learn out Shchit Deshchita from Shchut Echutz. That's over there. Now, what about over here by Mitzvahs Kisei Adam? Now, my time with Rav Meir, the Kisei Adam, how come Rav Meir here says that the Kisei Adam also Yechayiv in Kisei Adam, even though it's a Shchita Shein Ruya? So, I'm Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Goma Shvicha Shvicha Meshkut Echot. He learns out Shvicha Shvicha. Says the word Veshofach here, and says the word Veshofach over there. So, Ma'al Halan Shchita Shein Ruya Shmo Shchita. That's what by Shchut Echot, it's always a Shchita Shein Ruya. You can't eat from the Shchita. That still, if you take the korban and shecht it outside the base of mitzvah, you chayav korus. Is afkan for kisei dam also shchita shen ruya shmo shchita. That's Rabbi Meir's svara. What's Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon. Shimon says no. The pasuk says here by kisei dam. It says in the pasuk literally ashe yoichal ksiv. Mashmo yoni chayav kisei dam if the shchita was gives you head to eat it. The pasuk says clearly ashe yoichal. That's a good svara. Reb Meir, what does Reb Meir do with this pasuk? It says the word Asher Yoichal b'kisei adam. So even though you have a svara to learn it out from the Hekish, but at Korbanim it says clearly Asher Yoichal, you have to be able to eat from it. So where it says Reb Meir hu lemutei oif tamei. Here the pasuk comes telling us if you shecht a tamei take a bird, there's no mitzvah kisei adam. Who the yasmer comes for? But Reb Shimon, Shimon says back, no, oif tamei my timer. What's the reason why oif tamei? There's no mitzvah kisei adam. The law barachilahu, because you can't eat the bird. If so, the same svar should apply treifanami. If you make a shchit on an oif, that's treifam. Also, there should be no mitzvah kisei adam for the same svar, because law barachilu, it's not a barachilu, you can't eat from it. And the pasuk says asher yoichal that you only have the mitzvah kisei adam that you can eat from the shchita. So that's the more it says behind the yom Rabbi Chia. This is what Rabbi Chia said again that ro Rabbi Dvorosh Rabbi Shimon the kisei adam. The Rebbe saw fit to hold that Rabbi Shimon's shita makes more sense than kisei adam, and therefore we learned the Lashon Chachamim. That's why now Mishnah is Lashon Chachamim Yiptur Yipoitrin. Chomoda by kisei adam is make a shita on a treifah yipot from kisei adam, and the reason is because it makes more sense to make Rabbi Shimon's drashia, since the pasuk says Asher Yoichal. So as long as you can't eat from the shita, that's the svara said. The pasuk says yipot from kisei adam. Yeah. The Amr Rabba says, Loy lach ishno, loy lach chol Amr Rabba.